Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Mem Zayin, and we are on Mem Vav Mabez by the two dots. Today's shiur is sponsored in memory of Mrs. Beatrice Cook, Batya Bas Nachman Berzal, a wonderful woman, widowed at a young age, who raised her two sons with a Torah education and guided them on a path to becoming B'nai Torah, and has the schus of having her great-grandchildren raised in Derech HaTorah. By Dr. Arthur and Linda Cook, we thank them for the sponsorship. And we get into Shavuos daf Mem Zayin, only a couple of days left to Misach Shavuos. Again, my voice is a little weak, but Be'ez Hashem with Siyata D'Shemaya. Okay, so Usha Kenegdo Chashid V'Chulu V'Afilu Shavuos Shav. So the Gemara says, Amem Vav Mabei, is towards the bottom, quoting the Mishnah. Another one of the Shavuos Nishva V'Notels, as we have in this parak, in the seventh parak, the Shavuos D'Rabbanan, where Chazal instituted Nishva V'Notel. The Mishnah that said on top of Mem Hayim and Aleph said that Shavuos, this is Nishma, if somebody is Kenegdo Chashud, if somebody else is supposed to take a Shavuot to me and be Niftar, so instead, he's Chashud, he can't take the Shavuos, then I can take the Shavuot, and I can be Nishma Venotel. And that applies whether he's Chashud at Shavuos Ha'edus, or Pikadon, or even Shavuos Shav, or even Mesachei Bekuvia, as the Gemara continues. So the Gemara says, what's the Afilu? What's the Afilu Shavuos Shav? My Afilu Shavuos Shav. What's the Chiddush of that line? So the Gemara says, Lomi Boy Kamer. It's a not only. Lomi Boy Hanuch De Ispu Kfiras Mamon. Not only by Shavuos HaEdus, Shavuos HaPikadon, which is Kfiras Mamon, is denying somebody their rights. And as Rashi says on the first white line, Vahavile Rala Shamayim Varala Brios. And it is, Ben Adam HaMakom, Adam HaChavero, you're lying, but you're also causing people a loss. So therefore, not only those, Ela Afilu Ha'nami, the Kfiras Dvarim Ba'alma Hu Lomem, and even these, a Shavuos Beit, a Shavuos Shav, where Stam, a person makes a Shavua, and it's about something that does not have to do with anybody else. Still, that it creates a chashud, and one would not be able to, would not be believed. He's a chashud, and then the other person would be shekinegdo, and he would swear nishba v'notel. Says the Gemara, v'listi nami shvuas bitui. So why don't you also say shvuas bitui? Why do you only say shvuas shav? As we discussed at length earlier in the Masechta, the differences between Shavuos Shav and Shavuos Bitui. Shavuos Shav is the pointless Shavua. I swear a table is a chair is a table. I swear Levatel is a mitzvah. I swear to do the impossible, right? All the different, or I saw the impossible. That's all Shavuos Shav. Why don't you also say Shavuos Bitui here? Why specifically Shav? Answers the Gemara. Kiktani Shavua Dechi Kamishtava B'Shikur Kamishtava. When do we, which Shavua are we talking about? Where a Shavua that when you swear, it's already a false Shavua. And it's Vadai in Avera. It's Vadai, you've done something wrong. Avol Shavuas Bitui De'ikala Meimar De'Bekushta Kamishtava Lo Kitani. But by Shavuas Bitui, where it's possible to say that he's swearing truthfully. Bekushta Kamishtava. So then Lo Kitani doesn't say that. What do you mean he might be swearing truthfully? Remember Shavuas Bitui is about, I will do something. I swear I will eat a cookie today. So did I do anything wrong at the time I took the Shavua? No. It could be that I'm swearing truthfully. If later on I don't eat the cookie, so then that's because I messed up later. But it wasn't dafka that I was lying at the time. And therefore, that's not, maybe not included in the case of the Mishnah. Right? That's what Rashi says on the bottom. Shavuos bitui dila haba ki mishtave ikal meimar bekushta ishtave shebedai to lekaima. I have in mind to fulfill it. I have in mind to fulfill exactly what I swore. Va'afilu avar, and here's Rashi's chiddush, which the other Rishonim argue on. Va'afilu avar aleha. Even if later on I do violate, I don't do what I plan to do. Shekfa'o yitzro. Right, my yitzro is called for. I swear I wouldn't eat it, then I did eat it. Eino chashud b'kach ala shvua. Sha'avar lahotzi l'sheker mipiv. Rashi shita is, by Shavuos Bitui, if when I took the Shavua, it could be that I wanted to fulfill it, and later on it came out that I didn't, for whatever reason, my Yetzahara was kofem me, whatever reason, that does not make me a Chashud, ala Shavua. Because at the time of the Shavua, I didn't do anything wrong, I was planning to fulfill it. If you look at Tosfos, on the bottom, Tosfos says, Mikan Ratzu Ladaktik, Shemisha Avar Al Hachirem, Lo Yipasel Lishvua. If somebody violated a Chirem that they were put in, so then they're not possible to Kiva, the Bishas Kabbalah's Chirem, Ikal Meirem, because to Mishtava, because at the time of the Kabbalah's Chirem, parallel to the time of the Shvua, so that they were not doing anything wrong yet, so therefore it is not a problem. V'yam Rabbeinu Tam, to Pasul Hur. Rabbeinu Tam argues, no. That's a case of psul. V'hacha lo kamar ela deloktani. Here it says it's not listed in the Mishnah. It doesn't say it's not true. It's just that the Mishnah is only listed in listing shvuas that a person is chashud at the time of the shvua. But a person can be chashud for other things even if it comes up later. V'hacha lo kamar ela deloktani pirish delokamayri b'midi to bekushtaka mishtava. It's just a question of categorization in our Mishnah, but in a chinami it could be other things are make the person chashid as well. And Rov Rishonim, not all, but a number of Rishonim see that pass like Rabbi Natan. If you look at the Rambam in Toin V'Nitan and Beis Beis seems to pass like Rabbi Natan as well. Because when he quotes the halacha, he doesn't just quote Shvu HaShav. Right, the Rambam says, in Beis Beis, Echad HaNishba LaSheker, O Shvu HaSbitui, O Shvu HaSoedus, O Shvu HaSabigadon, O Shvu HaShav, Hari Yuchashid Ala Shvua. So he has bitui and shav. Right? Our Gemara has the difference, but Rabbeinu Tam says it's just a difference of what's in the Mishnah, but not a difference in halacha. So that's the Rambam in Beis Beis. And there's a machlokas within the Chachmei Sfarad, the Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Ritva. They're not all on the same side. The Ramban seems to be like Rashi, the Ritva seems to be like Rabbeinu Tam. Right? The difference whether a person would be chashud by a shvuas bitui, where you didn't do anything wrong at the time of the shvua. Says the Gemara, second to last line, Tenach ocha v'lo ocha, fine, shvuas bitui about the future, so then at the time you take the shvua, so then you didn't do anything wrong yet. Achalti v'lo achalti ma'ikol ameimar, but what about in the past? If he says, I ate, I didn't eat, so then it is a shvuas bitui, but it is something wrong at the time. So ma'ikol ameimar, so what are you going to say there? So the Gemara says, Tana, shvua shav v'chol didami lei. You're right, when the Mishnah talks about Shvua Shav, it's even the bituis that are similar to Shav, meaning the past tense. If it's just a Shvuas bitui in the future, that's the only thing that's excluded. But any Shvua Shav, even if it's in the past, that is included in the Mishnah. Good. Haya, next line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if I'm a chashud, not only a Shvua Sebikadon, Shvua Se'ed, Shvua Sebitui, but also Mesache Bekuvia. Right, the Mishnah said, again, on the top of Mem and Aleph, Mesache Bekuvia, Malva Beribis, Mafriche Yonim Sochrei Shvius. All of those are Shekinegdo, Nishba, Vinotel. Says the Gemara, Ishtem Chashud, sorry, I skipped a line. Mesache Bekuvia, Hasula Vali. What is the Chiddush of listing all of these after the previous ones? Tana, Psula Dura Raisa, Viktani, Psula Dura Banan. Even if, right, all of these are the Psule Dura Banans, right, and that's why they are listed separately. Even if somebody's only chashud on a Durabanan level, we would also not let them take a shvua, and then they would be able to collect the shekinegdo, would be nishba v'notel. There's a question about the girsa here. If you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, where is some of the ones in the Mishnah that seem to be Durabanan? Right, Mesache Bekuvia, okay, that is Durabanan. Why is that Durabanan? Because that is not somebody, a gambler, somebody who plays with dice. So that is not somebody who goes and steals other people's property. That would be Psol Daraisa, that would be a Rush of the Hamas, that would be a regular Gazlan. But Mesache Bekuvia is a gambler, and the Gemara talks about that in Sanhedrin. As we know, the sugya of Asmachta, that Asmachta is Lokanya. Right, we paskin, that if somebody commits to something based on a future event, which may or may not occur, right, that's Asmachta, and Asmachta is not Kona, but that's only on a Durabanan level. Durabanan level, that would be considered Gezela. Not on a Daraisa level, right, the different day is there, whether it's Asmachta, whether it's Eino Osik Mishuva Shalolam, that's the gambling sugyas, but either way, so that is fine, possibly a Durabanan. But Malve Beribis, lending with Ribis, right, that's a Disa Daraisa, right, so how can you say that's Durabanan? So if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel here, so he has a different girsa. He says, you're right, you split the daraisas and split the drabanans, but look what, you split it within the list. Asikra tana chashid b'shvuos umalve beribis psule daraisa v'ketoni nami africha yonim b'soch reshviyas psule drabanan. Right, so he, in Echinami, puts malve beribis in the daraisa list. Right, the one does not have to say that. There are plenty of malve beribis situations which is ribis drabanan, right? The cases of avak ribis, shalom b'shas halva, right, as discussed at length in Perek Yizeo Neshech in the fifth Perek of Bab Metzia. But the Rabbeinu Chananel has a regular case of malve beribis in the list of daraisas, Even though you know, one could easily suggest that they're all drabbanan. It's Rashi. What he talks about, it just talks about Masach Bekuvia. Gazlan drabbananu. Dermin aslachta lo kanya. Avam midaraisa. Lava gazlanu. Right. So the other Rishonim ribis shena kitsutsa. There's many different ribis in the discussions of Ezeo and Neshech are cases of Ribis Durabanan, and therefore those you can say that is the case here. What about Sochri Shvius? That also the Gemara discusses. How is that Durabanan? That's Gemara in Sanhedrin. But you come up with Ukimtis, how it's Durabanan, and therefore that would be the how to read the Gemara. Good. Hayushneim Chashudin. What if they're both Chashud? They're both Chashud, so then what do you do? So then the Mishnah says that you go back to what you started with. Right, Chazra Hashvua Limkoma, Rabbi Yossi said, and Rabbi Meir said, Yachloku. That was the Machlokes of the Mishnah. If they're both Chashud, the Shvua goes back to its place. We don't know what that means yet, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir, Omer Yachloku. Rabbi Meir says, Yachloku. So, what does that mean? So, Omer Leif, before we get to the content of the Machlokes, we talk about what exactly, which Shitas are on the sides of Machlokas. Maseches Nida, please. Amalei Rav Alei Rav Nachman. Hechitznan. Amalei Lo Yadana. So, what's your version of the Mishnah? Who do you have saying what? Rabbi Yossi says what? Rabbi Meir says what? Right? We have Rabbi Yossi saying that Chazra Shua, and Rabbi Meir saying Yachloku. So, Rabbi Yossi, what do you have? Amalei Lo Yadana. I'm not sure. Hilchasamai. What is the halacha? Amalei Lo Yadana. I'm sorry, I skipped again. Amalei lo yadana. Hilchos amai amalei lo yadana. Itmar, Amar, Rav Yosef, Amin Yomi, Amar, Rav Nachman, Rav Yosi, Omer, Yachloku, V'chei Tani Rav Zvid, Bar Oshi, Rav Yosi, Omer, Yachloku, Ikat Amri, Tani Rav Zvid, Amar, Rav Oshi, Rav Yosi, Omer, Yachloku, Amar, Rav Yosef, Amin Yomi, Ovad, Rav Nachman, Uvda, Yachloku. Okay, so it has the girsa like we have the version. Rav Yosi is the one that says Yachloku, and Rav Yosi in our girsa is the one that says Chazah Shulam Kama, and Rav Meir says Yachloku. So different versions about who says what. Fine. And it might have nafkaminas in terms of psak, because we have rules and regulations. Who do we paskin like? But either way, the first opinion in the Mishnah said, Chazra Shua Limkoma. If both are chashudin, so then nobody can take a shvua. So what do? The shvua goes back to its place. What does that mean, that the shvua goes back to its place? Leheichan Chazra. Where does it go back to? So the Gemara says, Amar Biami Machlokas, Rabo Senu Shebebavel. First day up, Rabbi Sidney Shabbaval says, Amru Chazra Shvua L'Sinai. Goes back to Har Sinai. What does that mean, Har Sinai? Rashi, L'Shvuas Har Sinai. Shehishpia HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Yisrael Alo Sigzol. Hashem taught, made us swear, Lo Sigzol. So where's Lo Sigzol? That's not in the Aseret HaDibros, but Kol HaTorah Kula. We accept the Kol HaTorah Kula at the Har Sinai. Hashem made us swear. Meaning, all Shvuas are canceled out. Nobody takes a shvua. V'yifra mena kofer mamon l'chavei ron Hashem will pay back he who denies having somebody else's money. Aval bezdin einis kakin lo l'shvua v'lo l'piron. Bezdin's not going to get involved. According to the first day, Rabbeinu Shebavel, Rabbeinu Shebavel hold that the shvua goes back to Sinai, meaning nothing is done, and the person who was supposed to collect doesn't collect. They both cancel each other out, and the money doesn't leave anybody's hands. That's Chazra Shua L'Sinai. Right? We took a shvua. There are many oaths in our past. There's our national past and our individual past. Right here, the Gemara is talking about our national past. Right? We all took a shvua, as the Gemara says elsewhere. Mushba va'omein mehar Sinai hu. Right? That applies to any mitzvah, not just the Aseret HaDibros. Right, even though Sinai, when exactly did that take place? Right, that was Nasav Nishma. Nasav Nishma was before Har Sinai. It was at Har Sinai, but it was beforehand. Right, on Shavuos, right, we got the Aseret HaDibros. Then Moshe Rabbeinu goes up for 40 days, one time, two times, three times. Eventually, somewhere at Har Sinai, we accepted to do the entire Torah. Right, we had Bris Sinai. So when that's considered a Shavuah, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu Yobam Har Sinai. That's in our national past. We know in our individual past, we also take a Shavuah. That we're going to fulfill everything. What do we need that one for? Okay, individually we accept what was done at Har Sinai. That's the Gemara Nida on Daf Tes Zayin. Gemara that we could review over and over again. The Gemara there talks about Osem Malach HaMemuna Al Hirayon Laila Shmo. There's a Malach that's Memuna on pregnancy. Its name is Laila. V'notal Tipa Umamidalef Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu. every drop of zera is taken in front of Hashem. But Omer lefanav, Ribono shel Olam, tipa zu matei alav. Now, what's going to be with this person? Gibor o chalash, chacham o tipesh, ashir o ani. Meaning, everybody is everything else outside of our control. Everything else is determined. But except for Vilu Russia, Tzadik Lo Kamar, but not Tzadik in Russia. Kid Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina, Kol B'Dei Shemayim, Chutz Mi'Yiras Shemayim. Right, Yiras Shemayim is up to us. That is in our control. And meaning all the dvarim that are totally, but that's achirim, family and everything that happens to us, that's out of our control. But it's our responsibility, Chutz B'Dei Shemayim, Chutz Mi'Yiras Shemayim, and that's at the beginning of our life. And you put this, where does it say at the Farish? A couple of daf later, where we have this on daf. Lamed Amabez. Here, that's the learning in utero. And on the way out, the Malach gives us a little hit on the mouth. Umashacha called Tarakula. Ve'eno yotzi misham acha mashbiyanoso. And we don't leave that uterine experience until we take a shvua. Shene emar ki li tichra kol berak ki shava kol lashon. Right, the allusion to Pasuk in Yeshayahu, but what we say in Aleinu. Kili tikra kol berach ze yom ha-misa, shenemar lefanav yichru kol yor de'afar, tishava kol lashon ze yom ha-leida, shenemar niki chapayim revali vav, ashel asol nashav nafshi, velo nishpa le-mirma. Umahi yashvua, shemashbiyen oso, tihi tzadik, va'al tihi rasha. Right, so this Gemara has to be read in light of the Gemara 15 blot ago. Right, be tzadik, va'al tihi rasha, like we say, I'll call tzadik and rasha is not asked by the Malach. V'yafilu kol olam kula omrim, L'chad tzadikata heyei beinecha karasha. V'avi yodei ha'shakadosh baruch hu tor misharas av tahorim u'neshama shenasam b'cha tahorahi. Im atah mishamra b'tara mutav, Hashem gives you a holy, pure soul. If you guard it, fine. V'im lav, hareini no tla mimcha. So then it's not going to be with you much longer. But that is the Gemara Nida on Daf Lamed and on Daf Tez Zion, I think it was. Tez Zion Mabez. Put those two together, and that is our individual shvua. Here, we're talking about our national shvua in our past. Either way, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Ami says that what does it mean, chazra shvua lemkoma, rabo sinu shebebavel say, that you go back to our Sinai, meaning everything is canceled out, now it goes back to, we all swore that we're not going to violate lo sigzol, and if we do, Hashem will pay us, will be poreah from us. Number one, Rabbo Seinu Sheberetz Yisrael Amru, but the Rabbo Seinu and Eretz Yisrael say that Chazra Shua L'Mechuyevla. What does that mean? That both are Chashud, so it goes back to its place. To its place means the one who originally should have to swear. If they can't swear, then they have to pay. Right, different than the first day of that nobody could swear, and therefore you're stuck, and nobody pays. It's the opposite. Chazra shua limichuyevla. Right, Rashi. Al zeh shehode b'miksas v'kivan she'eno yachol lishava sharei chashudu yishalim. Since he cannot swear, so therefore he has to pay. Machlokes, what the Mishnah means. Amar of Papa, Rabbo Seinu shebabavel, Rav v'Shmuel. Rabbo Seinu shebaretz Yisrael, Rebbe Abba. Right, Rebbe Abba, right, in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi says, so where do we see each of these elsewhere? So we'll try each one. Rabbi Seinu Shebabavel, Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Seinu Shebabavel, that's Rav and Shmuel. It's a, where do we see Rav and Shmuel being Rabbi Seinu Shebabavel, meaning saying, Chazra Shul Asidai? Where is there a case where we see that there's a situation where the Shvua can't work, and therefore we say stuck and nobody pays? Right, stalemate, and there's a most of a Chavir Olav Araya. Where do we see that? As follows. Titzan, the Mishnah tells us later on, V'chena Yisomim, Lo yifru ela b'shvua. When orphans want to collect, they need to collect only if they take a shvua. So, v'avinan b'amimat, who are the orphans collecting from when the Mishnah says they can only collect with a shvua? Ilema mi love. Are orphans collecting from a love? Writing a malve died, and now his children are trying to collect. So the Gemara asks, avon shaka b'lo shvua v'inu b'shvua? Their father wouldn't have needed a shvua. We always make it easier on orphans, or harder to collect from orphans. So if the father wouldn't have had to take a shvua, so then the children shouldn't have to take a shvua either. So if it's the orphans from the loved, they shouldn't require a shvua. What must be the case? V'chein ha'yisomim min ha'yisomim. Orphans from orphans, lo yifru ela b'shvua. That's the case that if the Malveh and the Loveh both died, so to protect the orphans of the Loveh, the orphans of the Malveh have to take a Shvua before they collect. Fine. That's background. For Rav and Shmuel, Dami Shavaihu, and now Rav and Shmuel both say about that case, Lo Shanu, when do we say that the orphans of the Malveh have to dig a shvua before they collect from the orphans of the Loveh, Lo Shanu, Ela Shemes Malveh, Bechaye Loveh? If the Malveh died first. The Malveh died first, so then there is the orphans are going to collect, and they could only collect with a shvua. Bechaye Loveh, right, Rashi? Lo shanu de b'shvua mihas yifru, they can collect. That's only if the Malveh died first. Well, let's just finish the line, and then we'll go to Rashi. Avo meis loveh b'chaye malveh, but if the loveh died first. So then, at that moment, if the malveh would want to collect, he would have to take a shvua. Right, because you cannot collect from Yisomim without a shvua. So kvar nischayev malveh lebnei loveh shvua. The malveh is already obligated a shvua to the bnei loveh, and now when he dies, so now he has to transfer that chiyuv shvua to his children, and that cannot happen. Vein adam morish shvua lebanav. A person can be morish a chiyuv mamon shibud, but not a shvua, and therefore you're stuck, and the children, the yarshim of the malveh, cannot collect at all, because they cannot make a shvua, because they cannot, their shvua was not, they didn't yarshin the shvua from their father, and therefore they're stuck. And this is Rav and Shmuel, who say that in cases where a shvua is not possible, so then the money does not change hands, and they are stuck. So now Rashi. Ein adam morish shvua. What's the case? Rashi. Ein adam morish lebanav mamon shehu mechuyev alav shvua. A person cannot yarshin money to their children if that money requires an oath to be taken. Alma, however, who mechuyev shvua shlo is kabalti chovzeh, to collect from the Yisomim, he would have to take a shvua of Yisomim, ein yichol lishavakein, ela shlo pakadnu abba. That's the only thing that they could say. Our father didn't tell us anything. But a shvua is vadai, they can't take. They can only say our father didn't give us. The ein zvua shvua hamutelas alaviyem. They cannot swear exactly what their father would. Their father would have said, I didn't get paid back. They could say, our father didn't tell us anything. Do they know for sure? They can't make that shvua. The gam yasmi lova in yichon lishava shaparavien. And the Yisom of the lova also. So Rav and Shmuel say in that case, where both of them are stuck, therefore, chazer shvua lasinai, and there's no shvua, and there's no piron. And this is the Rav and Shmuel that was referred to before. If you look in the Rush here, the Rush in Siman Tes Zayin says, what if it is the exact same shvua? Right, Rashi is emphasizing that it's not the same shvua. The father says, I never got paid back, and the children are saying, our father never told us anything about, this loan. But it's not a shvua's father. The Rush says, though, quoting Adaya, if it's the same exact shvua, then a person would be able to be more shvua labanav. Right, if it's the same one, says the Rush in Os Tezayin, Vaharav Bartzaloni, Kasav, Deskimu karavasa, de imesu hayisomim, shahaya lahem li shava shalopagadnu abba. What if it's yisomim to yisomim? Then it's the same shvua. It's not father to yisomim, but it's already yisomim die, now it's the grandchildren. So then, they would be able. Shahaya lahem li shava shalopagadnu abba, ein b'neim nishbon v'fsidu ukrav v'shmuel. V'davar temahu. D'nehida amri rav v'shmuel de'ein adam morish shvua labanav hainu shvuas bari. Avol shvuas yarshim v'yarshe yarshin kula shvua shemahu. V'roi bazel omar havud lo losef alei de'bazel lo dibru rav v'shmuel klal. So if you could come up with a case, the Rush says, in Siman Tes Zayin, that it's the same shvua being yarshined. It's not going from a vadai, tainas bari, to a tainas shema. That doesn't work. Right, it seems, according to this explanation of the Rosh and Rashi, it's not a din of the father not being morish a shvua, but it's that the children cannot take a different shvua than the father would have taken, because it's his chiyuv mamon that's being passed. But if there's a case where they can take the same shvua, fine. If you would have said the other way, fundamentally, what the Rosh is rejecting is that, no, it's shvua per se. Doesn't matter even if it's the exact same shvua. A person can yarshin money to their children, not money with a shvua that is attached. The Rishonim also mentioned here, it's not an exact parallel between the case that we're comparing to and the case that we're comparing from. In our case, the toveya is the one that's chayiv the shvua first, right? And if the malve dies first and then the love, so that's where you're stuck, right? The rabbeinu shebavavel, you know, the nitfa is chayiv first. So it's not an exact parallel. The Ramban discusses that, but again, in some loose way, the Gemara compares the two cases. But those are rabbeinu bebavel that say chazra shvua lesinai means you're stuck. Nobody swears, nobody pays, and that's the case of Rav and Shvua. Good. Next, rabbeinu sheberet Yisrael, Rabbi Abba. That's talking about Rabbi Abba. Why? What's the case of Rabbi Abba? So here we go. Nascha de Rabbi Abba. There are certain famous cases that we have to be aware of. We had 2 days ago Pruta de Rabbi Yosef. Now we have Nascha de Rabbi Abba. Right? We've had this before. Recently, and let's do it again. So, a person grabs I think the official word is an ingot, right? Some type of fancy metal from their friend. Person comes in front of Rav Ami to get a psak. Rabbi Abba is in front of Rabbi Ami. So, there is one aid that Reuven grabbed it from Shimon. There is an aid that saw that. They're Reuven grabbing for Shimon. So, Shimon, what do you have to say for yourself? So, if Shimon denies it, then he would have to take a chiyuv shvuas eid echad. But here he didn't deny it. He said, yeah, I do agree to the aid. I grabbed it. Amarle in chatfi v'didi chatfi. I did grab it, but it happens to be mine. So what's the halacha in that case? So, Arabiyami, hechi l'dainu daina l'haidina. What should we do in this case? Neim alezil shlim. Should we say, hey, you have to pay? So, like a tresadi. There aren't two witnesses. If there are two witnesses that he grabbed it, then he has to pay. Why'd you grab it from so-and-so? And you have to pay. Niftarei, let him off totally. There's one aid that he grabbed it from his friend. So, neimale zil ishtaba. Shall we say we shall make him swear? What's he going to swear? I grabbed it and it's mine. It's exactly what they say. That he grabbed it. Kivan to Amar Mechtev Chatfi, right? Because he says, I grabbed it, and there's one aid that says he grabbed it. But, Havile Kagazlan, he is like a Gazlan. We'll have to get back to that word. But either way, there's a reason that we're not going to make him swear. Maybe there's an Eid Echa that says that he grabbed it. He's agreeing to that, but the other person is saying that he's doesn't believe him in that regard. So therefore, he can't swear. Right, he's agreeing to the aid somewhat, and the rest we're not going to trust him. So, Amar le Rabbi Abba, Havi mechuyev shvua vein yachol ishava, v'chol mechuyev shvua vein yachol ishava, mishalim. That's the rule of mitoch, as it's called. He should take a shvua, but he can't take a shvua, because he agreed to the aid. And we're not going to let him swear about anything else. So therefore, you say the principle of mitoch, and therefore he has to pay. And this is the Rabboseinu Sheberet Yisrael, that in a case where the shvuas are problematic, and you're stuck, unlike Rav and Shmuel, who say, so then nobody pays, right? This, Rabbi Abba says, he pays. He pays instead of taking a shvua. What exactly does it mean, Havi le Kagaslan? Is he a Gaslan here? Why is he a Gaslan? He says he grabbed his own thing. There's one day that says he did it. So if you remember, we had this about a week and a half ago. If you look back on Daf Lamed Beis, Rashi there said, Gaslan, it's focus on the ki Gaslan. Rashi says the last four skinny lines, Lamed Beis, Amed Beis. Vahavi Hai Gavra Eitzel Shvua Zu Kigazlan Eitzel Kol Shvuos. Our Gemara is not saying he's a Gazlan, but he's parallel to a Gazlan. Just like a Gazlan can't take any Shvuas, so too this guy can't take any Shvuas. We're not going to let him. She'eno Yochali Shava Alein Avzu B'Shvua V'Zu En Yochali Shava Shari Modeba. Right? Kigazlan means he's not a Gazlan, but what's he going to swear? All the aid echad says is he grabbed it. The guy admits that he grabbed it. He's not contradicting the aid. And therefore, just like we wouldn't let a Gazlan swear because a Gazlan is a chashud, so too we're not going to let him swear because what's he going to swear? He's going to swear that it's mine, but there's nobody saying that, arguing with him except the other Baldavar, and the Baldavar is not going to make him swear a Shua Daraisa in that regard. That's Rashi, that it is a parallel. A little unusual that's what we would use the loss of Gazlan, just say it's chashud. There's other words that we would use. Tosvos on that over there, along Bezos assumes it's more of a connection. It's not just a parallel. Tosvos there says on top, Mishum de kol davar machzikin le becheskas bishay biyado. No, he is like a Gazlan. Because if somebody grabs something from someone else, we assume they weren't allowed to grab it. Luchsakas. Hamotz mechavil avaraya. Kigazlan means, yeah, he is like a semi-gazlan. He doesn't have two witnesses against him, but he has a cheskes mamon against him. Vim hayu shnei edim, lo avi mehem in lomei martidi chatvi. Hashtanami, kiva demoda avale kigazlan. Right, so the Tosfos says, more of a connection between taking the words literally in the Gemara. So therefore, he's like not just a parallel to a Goslin, but he actually is a semi-Goslin. But either way, so what does Rabbi Abba say? Mitoch sheni yachol ishava mishalem. Right, and that's why he has to pay, because he can't swear. Bali Tosfos all over. A little bit here, but Tosfos there. Where we were just looking. The continuation of that Tosfos on Beis has a simple question. What's the Svar Mitoch? Mitoch sheni yachol ishava mishalem, because he can't swear. Doesn't he have a migu? Right, this one aid that says he grabbed it. So he says, yeah, I did grab it, but it's mine. Why isn't he believed? Migo, he could have just said, I didn't grab it. He could have denied the Eid Echad. And then he wouldn't have to pay. He'd have to maybe swear, but he wouldn't have to pay. Right? So why don't we say Migo? That's Tosfos. Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis there. Tosfos discusses a little bit here, but not exactly the same discussion. But let's look back at that Tosfos. Tosfos says, V'nemne b'shvua d'didei chataf, Migo di boy amar lo chatfi. He'd be believed with a shvua if he said, I didn't grab it, right, against the Eid Echad. So to hear, he should be believed, right, a quote, similar to a case in Baba Basra, Habafkin is Chavir Bishtar, a person is believed to say, Hechzarti, right, because of the, even though Shtar Chaviyadi my boy, because he could have said Nansu. Okay, what is Tosfos answer? The Yesh Lomar di Yare Lashaker Bidavar Shahaid Machisho. Tosfos says, there's a migu means I could have just said the other taina. Here is what's called migu de ha'aza. I wouldn't do that other taina because there's an eid echad that knows I'm lying. And therefore, migu usually means nobody knows. I could have just said this. Nobody knows except the Baal Davar. Of course, the Baal Davar knows I'm lying. But nobody else knows. But here, somebody else knows. And if there's somebody else knows, so then that's not called a migu. It's what we would call a migu the ha'aza, right? And that's what Tosfos says also, not only there, but if you look in Baba Basra on Daf Lamed Daled, also Tosfos says there, this discussion, a big long Tosfos there, why isn't he believed with a migu? V'im tomar, v'lemne b'shvua, v'may d'amar t'idi chatvi v'migu d'iboy amar lo chatvi v'chitei madal lo chatvi migu, t'ayim amar lo chatvi havi chayiv shua d'araisa, lowi, Tosfos says, and just because if he would have said this, he would be chayiv shua d'araisa, okay, so what? That would still be a migu. Umil if yesh beinu tam, he says, just to find you the answer there too. If I could find it, elahech adiga hodam migu shaper. V'leg lamir dainami lo chad migu. Dolavi chatzif lememer lo chatfi lahachesh es ha'ed. O mishim sheyare shalo yifselua le'edus ha'ed. Ubala nascha. So he quotes at least this suggestion here. So then, he does it, that's at least one suggestion. He goes in another direction. V'yomari, devadai, imlo haya ha'ed mechaivo shvua ha'inem and b'migo. Dibayam alo chatvi, sheyachol lo ha'iz panav, lahachish es ha'ed, below shvua. Aval hashta de mechaivo shvua, lo mehemin b'shvua al yedei migo. Shahaya yachol lo ha'iz panav, v'lishava bedavar she'en machisho. That's not called a migo. Okay, what's the Nekudas of Machlokes between Rabbi Abba and Rav and Shmuel? In this case, Mitoch Sheni Yachol Lishava Mishalem. Right, so Rabbi Abba ends up saying, so he has to pay. While Rav and Shmuel argue, they would say, we're contrasting them, they wouldn't have to pay. So there's an important yesod by the Truma Sakri. Truma Sakri. In the, that he has, about the sugya of Mitoch. How do we look at Mitoch? This is here, Simon Ayin Hey, Os Yud Gimel. Says the Truma Sakri, when we have the principle of Mitoch she'enu yachol yishava mishalem. Person can't take a shvua, he has to pay. What's the real chiyuv? Is there really a chiyuv mamon and you could get out of it with a shvua? Or there's really a chiyuv shvua? And if you can't take the shvua, okay, then we'll make you pay. That's an important, comes up in various sugyas, but that's the root of the issue. According to Rabbi Abba, who says, Mitoch she'enu yachol yishava mishalem, really, in Eid Echad, is mechayiv you mamon. Right, this has to do with the power of an Eid Echad. It's just that the Torah allows you to exempt yourself with a Shvuah. But fundamentally, an Eid Echad is similar to two Eidim, they would chayv you a Mamon. The Torah gives you another way out. But if the Shvuah can't work, then you have to pay. You go back to the Maker Adin. And that's Mitoch Sheni Yochel L'Shava Mishalim. But according to Rav Shmuel, no. In Eid Echad has nothing to do with the two Edim. In Eid Echad is a different world. In Eid Echad is Mechayev you a Shvuah, not money. If you can't take the Shvuah, so then, we'll mention, Be'emes Ein Koch, Rav Shmuel Sabru, Be'emes Ein Koch Be'eid Echad, V'lo Yetzorach Avi L'Shava. Ela Shator Hechmira Alav She'yitztarech L'Shava U'lahachish. V'im Lo Yuchal L'Shava, Eino Mafsid. If you can't take a Shvuah, you're not going to be Mafsid. Right, and that's why Rav and Shmuel wouldn't say that. They would just say, for some reason, you can't take a shvuah. The other guy might be able to take a shvuah, but if he's also a chashud, okay, then you're stuck, and therefore you can't take. So again, that's the yesod. Mitoch sheni yochel l'shava mishalim. What's the fundamental chiyuv? If you have an eid echad, what's the fundamental chiyuv? What is the eid echad doing? Is it a chiyuv mamon, or is it a chiyuv shvuah? Okay, good. Says the Gemara Marava, Kavasei derebi Abba mistavra. Right, like Rabbi Abba is logical. Rabbi Abba, who says the second view, that if you're stuck, right, two chashuds or any other case where a shvuah cannot be taken, you still have to pay. Why? What's the case of Tani Rabbi Ami? Because Rabbi Ami says as follows in the Braisa. Shvuah Hashem tiyeh bein shneyem. The shvuah Hashem should be, there should be a shvuah between them, the Baali Dinim. Velo min ayarshim. Velo bein ayarshim. So what do you mean? Dayek? Between the two Baali Dinim and not between the Yarshim. Say, Hechidami, what's the case that is being excluded? That there's no shua between the yarshim. Right, my father had 100 in the hands of your father. And the yarshim answer, chamshin islay v'chamshin leslay. They admit to part. So mali hu mali avua. That should be a regular modem mixas. Right, that's not a case that's excluded. That's modem mixas. He should be chayef. Why shouldn't he swear? Elolav. It must be they're not so sure. To amar le manu la'aba biyad avicha. Your father has Amar Le Chamshin Yadana V'Chamshin Lo Yadana. 50 yes. So that's not about the mixas, right? Because the other half, he's not saying no. He's saying I don't know. Chamshin Yadana V'Chamshin Lo Yadana. We'll get back to that. So then, in that case, let's just finish the sentence. So E Amrit. So in that case, where he doesn't know, so he can't swear. You don't make a shvuah that he doesn't know, right? He's saying, I don't know. So, if you say in that type of case, the father would be chayiv, a shvuah, and then he can't swear, and therefore he would pay. So then, Yisrakolim, if you're gabi yarshim, that's why you need a pasik to patr yarshim. The father would be chayiv, and the yarshim are patr. Ela'i amrit aviv ki agavna nami patr. But if you say like Rav and Shmuel, that in that case you can't swear, and therefore the father would also be patr, so krog gabi yarshim lamali. One need a pasuk to teach you that the yarshim are patr. Even the father would be patr. Right? So therefore, obviously the yarshim are patr. So that is a raya, that brisa would be a raya, says the Gemara to Rabbi Abba, that in cases where you cannot swear, you'd pay. And that's what the pasuk is teaching me, then in that case, the yarshim would not pay. There is a discussion in the Rishonim, what's the case of Chamshin Lo Yadana? Is it only in a case where they shouldn't have known? But Malcolm de Lohavi Lelameda, what if they should have known? You also say that there, that they would just be off the hook? That's a discussion in the Rambam and the Ravid, in our case. The Rambam in Hilchos She'ela, Perek Hey, Halacha Vav, discusses this. The Rambam says, just find it quickly, if not, I won't hear. Hey, Vav. The Rambam says, Hifkid etzlo peros she'enon medudin ve'irvin peirosav. What's that? If a mafkid gave a nifkad fruit, but just a bunch, without specifying a specific number. Here's a bowl of fruit. And the nifkad put them with his other fruit, and they got mixed up. So there was no way that for him to know anyway how much it would have been. V'lo medadon harei ze posheya. That's a posheya. Bala bikadon omer kach v'kachayu. Vashomer omer eni yodeya. Yishalim below shvua. Shahari chiv atzmo betashlumin. The eni yodeya kamu chayiv. V'nimsa mechuyiv shvua v'eni yochali shava. Right, he's mechuyiv shvua, he can't swear. He was posheya, even though the toveya didn't give him a specific amount. V'kazeh horu rabosai, Rabbi Yosef Halevi v'rabo. Right, the rimigash and the riff. Right, either on Balaam quotes. That this is what my Rebbe, again, even though he died when the The Rabbi Migash, when the Rambam was very young, he goes to the Migash and the Rif. And then the Ravid argues, V'rabosai ein morin kein, l'fi she'ein zed domeh, l'chamshin yadana v'chamshin lo yadana, d'hasam havele l'meida, v'yarume karmarim, v'tovei anami kam ta'in aleha, v'amar meidi adata, v'chulu. He argues that it's not across the board, that this would be a case of chamshin yadana v'chamshin lo yadana if he was already given something that was not specific. Okay, that's the Rambam and the Ravid there in Hilchos She'ela. Viter says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel, who we just used this brisa to prove against them, Haishvu as Hashem my kadarshi bay. So what did they use this last pasuk for? Rabbi Abba uses it for in a case where the father would be chayiv, the children are pater. But according to Rav Shmuel, even the father would be pater. So right, what would they use the pasuk for? Miboy lilikidatanya as follows. Shimon ben Tarfin Omer, Shvua Hashem tia ben Shneyem elamed, Shashvua chala al Shneyem. What does it mean, the Shvua between them? Whenever there is a chi of Shvua, it's chal on both of them. What does that mean, on both of them? Tosfos, chala al Shneyem, v'nenash hamashbia afilu hadin imo. Kidapirish bakuntris, as Rashi, he quotes Rashi earlier, from Daf Lamites. Wow. If I make somebody take a shvua, and I know it's a shvua sheker, and they're lying to me, now I'm also somewhat, you know, in the world of shvua, right? If you look back in the Rashi, in the beginning of Shvua Sadayanim, Lamitesim Abiz, Tosfos is quoting, Rashi says that, look at the top Rashi on Lamitesim Abiz, Shneam Nenashinba, why? Shelo Dittek Limser Mamono B'yanemon, Ubo'u Lidei Chilul Hashem. I gave my money to somebody who is not a neman. I should have known that. He might end up denying it and lying and swearing falsely, and it's a chilul Hashem. Obviously, if I didn't do that, so then it's not my fault. You know, do I have to worry if in a regular case? In a regular case, he was a neman. Now he's denying it. I'm not allowed to make him swear. I want my money back. Maybe I'm hoping that he won't swear and he'll admit. But that's what Rashi mentions there. If you look in the Rimi Gash, he has two days here. The Rimi Gash has one day that says, doesn't even mention that point about you give it to. You let him swear, which we don't probably generally would assume. What do you mean? If the guy's a gazlan, I want my money back. So I'm going to be held hostage because he's going to take a shvua. I want my money back. But that's one of the days here in the Rimi Gash. The other day is Bein Al Shneim. It means oze. The shvua is on one of them, meaning somebody's lying. That might be the pasha. Shvuzem tia bein shneihem, bein shneihem. Avon ashvua chal al shneihem oze al ze. If the nitvaz nishvel sheker, then it's his fault. If the tovea, then it's their fault. That's what you darshu from this. Shvuz Hashem tia bein shneihem. And once we quote once Damon from Shimon ben Tarfon, we quote a couple of other things. Shimon ben Tarfon Omer, Azhara lo okev achar noef minayin. How do I know if somebody is okev after a adulterer? What is okave? Rashi. Naaselo aputrapis lahargillo nashim laniyuf. Somebody who helps someone else, arranges the niyuf, helps us set up the niyuf. Okave is the Rimi Gash is from the lashon of gomer, like an akev is the end of the body. So if you finish the job, you help somebody, right? Do niyuf. So how do we know that's terrible? Tamalomer lo sinaf lo sanif. Right, don't cause adultery either. Even if somebody is not involved directly in the act, but if somebody is involved generally in the niyuf, that would be a problem. Right, the Shem Sian Balachi here discusses, what do you need this pasuk for? Isn't it just Stam Lifne'iver? Right, Lifne'iver. So what do you need an extra pasuk of Lo Sinaf Lo Sanif? Every time somebody helps somebody do an aveira, it's Lifne'iver. So you have to say maybe it's talking about a case where they would do it anyway. Right, that's and therefore they would do it anyway. If there was no lifnei iver d'oraisa, they would do it anyway, even without me. So maybe that's the extra pasuk to tell me that it's not atrei iver dinara, and therefore I would get a chelek in the niyuf itself. There's a big discussion in the poskim. The Netziv has a tshuva about this. What about is a rabbi allowed to be mesader kedushin of a couple who he knows will not keep taras mishpacha? That's a big shaila. Right, is it better not to? And then they're going to go get a conservative rabbi. They're going to get somebody who's not as loyal. So the Netziv based on a couple of svaras, says, yes, it's mutter. First of all, they're not doing something wrong right now. Right, you're not being misayel advar aveir right now. Later on, and you got to hope for the best, and maybe doing the wedding will create a relationship with you. And therefore, the poskim generally say that you know, it's better, you know, unless there's a better option. But if they come to you and they want you to do the wedding, and there's nothing wrong with the wedding itself, right? It's just that there's you know, you can tell them, do the best you can and try, but there's no isser in that situation. Okay, a third statement of this person. Vatiragnu balechem. You argued in your tents. Right, that's by the Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, right, by the Meraglim. Shimon Matarfen Omer, the word Vatiragnu could be Tartem Viginisem Baalo Shel Makom. Yuma Vaza, the tent of Hashem, which means Eretz Yisrael, right, the place where Hashem rested his presence, right, you were Megane, and it was terrible. Ada Nahar Gadol Nahar Pras, beginning of Dvarim, the Euphrates is called the Big River. Shimon Ben Tarfon Omer, Krav L'Gabi Tehina Ve'Eden. Right, you go next to the anointed one, and some of the oil will spill over to you. Meaning, Nahar Pras is not one of the biggest rivers, but because it's mentioned as a border to Eretz Yisrael, it's called Nahar HaGadol, because it's connecting to Eretz Yisrael, which is the land, HaGadol. Tiberi Bishmol Tana, Eved Melech Kemelech, right? The Eved the Melech, gets some of the Malchus in him too. The Marsha here and the Maritz Chayas discuss, you know, the different borders and exactly what was the, was it big? The other rivers were bigger. They go through some of the geography. Good. Vach en vani al pinkaso. Vachulu. Tanya, next statement in the Mishnah. So remember the case of Chen vani al pinkaso? That was a machlokas. Balabayas tells his workers, go get fruit from the storekeeper as part of your wages. And what happens? The storekeeper goes and says, I gave them the fruit, so you have to pay me. And the workers said, we never got the fruit. So the balabayas is going to pay both of them. That was the Tana Kamen. And Benana says, what? Somebody's taking a shvuah daraisa. L'sheker. Not shvuah daraisa, shvuah sheker. And therefore, they collect without a shvuah. Right, not both take a shvuah. Right, that was the machlokas between Benanas and the Rabban. Benanas, kezad elevil bandei shvuah shav, elhu notel. Well, actually, it was a different question in the Girsa. Right, quite the machlokas in the Girsa. Our Girsa was, who notel shalob shvuah, vein notel shalob shvuah, that they both take without. But the Ran quoted the Girsa, who notel bishvuah, vein notel shalob shvuah. It's a question about the Girsa we had back in the Mishnah. Okay, but either way, says the Gemara, v'chem yabit kazotanya, amar Rebbe, torach shvuah zulama. Rebbe made a statement in a brisa that said, oh, what are they both swearing for? Torach shvuah zulama. Rather, both going to come, there's going to be a shvuah shav. We don't exactly know what Rebbe meant. Right, Rashi quotes here, did he mean like Benanas? Let him just take without a shvuah? Or did he mean that yafsad chenvani, one of them take with a shvuah, one of them take without? But either way, it's not clear. We'll have to see. So, either way, that's what Rebbe made this statement of, oh, how could both of them take a shvuah? So Amalei Rebbe Chiya, Tanina, what do you mean? You taught us in the Mishnah, Rebbe Yanasi, Shneim Nishvam Venotlin Mibalabayas. You taught us that they both do take a shvuah. End of conversation. Kibla Mine Olo Kibla Mine. Did Rebbe Yudanasi accept that? Right? He made the statement to the Brisa of, oh, how could they both take a shvuah? Rebbe Chiya says to him, but you taught us that in the Mishnah. So did Rebbe accept that? Did he say that you're right? Both of them take shvuah. So Tashma Detanya. The following brisa, we'll try to see from the following brisa whether he accepted it. Rebbe Omer, Poalin Nishba'in Lechenvani. Three-word brisa. The workers swear to the storekeeper and take their, and do what? Right, they take their fruit or then go back to the balabayas and get paid. But v'im isa, but if it's true that they're both swearing, so the balabayas mi boilei. Right, if he accepted what Rebbe Chiya said, and they're both swearing, so the Poalim are getting, going back to the Balabayas to get their wages. So why does it say specifically, they're swearing to the Chenvani? So maybe that's a riot that he was, did not accept Rebbe Chiya's argument. So Amar Rava, no, really, maybe both of them are swearing. What does he mean? Poalim nishbon the Balabayas, bima'amad Chenvani. Kihecha delich sefuminei. No, they both swear to the balabayas, but they only swear when the other person is standing there too. Because they would be a little embarrassed to swear falsely in front. And that's what the Rambam quotes also. That in our case, the Tana Kama holds. The workers are going to swear, and the Chenvani is going to swear, but only when the other people are standing there. Because maybe that would be a little preventative measure in order to save them from swearing falsely. Good. Itmar, shtei braisa that's going to relate to our Mishnah, shtei kite edim hamachisha zuazu. You have two edim that are contradict, not hazama, hachasha. Two groups that contradict each other. Amar Rav Huna, zubab ifnei atzmo me'ida, zubab ifnei atzmo me'ida. Each group could testify in another case. Reuven and Shimon argue with Levi and Yehuda. They contradict each other. Reuven and Shimon could go testify somewhere else. Right? That's okay. That's what we don't say they are muhsa kafran. Right? They're arguing with each other. Somebody's lying. But still, because it is only hachasha, we allow them to testify in another case. Rav Chisda Amar, Palisadi Shakri Lamali. What do you mean? Somebody's lying. Somebody's lying, so you cannot let them testify in other cases. We're in the middle of a brisa, but there's a lot to talk about on this line, so we're going to mention that, and then we'll continue with the Shnei Malvin and the rest of the brisa tomorrow. But let's just talk about this machlokas for a moment, right? The Tanakhama says they both can testify elsewhere, and Rav Chisda says not. Rashi says each kat could testify elsewhere, but one person from one kat and one person from another kat would not be able to testify. Rashi on the fifth medium line. Aval echan mikadzu, v'acha mikadzu, einem on ebedes achas. Because one of them's lying. One of them's lying. But you can't, and therefore you can't take one from each. Because that would not be allowed. What about would one from each be able to be mechayev and shuas eid echad? What about that? So that's a discussion in Nosa Kalim on Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Laman Aleph quotes this halacha that they ain kan edus shaharei says shteki de edim achishu zezu sheba eid echon mikadzu veid echon mikadzu Rashi's case veid beid zacheres ain kan edus shaharei bevadai echon mehen sheker echon mehen sheker says the sma v'av agav disbuchad to kosher. One of them is kosher, right? So if one from each one, fascinating, one from each one come together, so they're puzzle. Could you make him even take a shuas eid echad? Because each one of them is kasher. No. Ain zorach lishava negdo shuah daraisa. Kosher kadav rashba betshuva. No. And we come back. I'm zorach nivah lishava lishuas heses al tviyaso. Fine. So this is the a discussion of one and one. Without getting into it now, but the shach there quotes imachishos bazeh shilam alom v'chol v'chulu. Let me find it. What does the shach have the? This is the Sma. The Shach has the discussion here in Eid Echad. He says, V'amar. He quotes the Shach and he says, the Tzorach Iyan. Dover zed naflo b'machlokas gadol b'kyal kadosh brisk b'maisa shira gamkein. The story in Brisk, right? It's a couple hundred years before Brisk became famous. The Shach has a story from Brisk. V'nechle gualomdim. This was a machlokas v'nichu b'tzorach Iyan. Okay, that's the discussion in the Shach. That's number one. The other point to mention is the svar for Rav Chisda, Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lamali, right? If the two Adim come from one side and they testify somewhere else, no, we don't let them. The Rashbam says why? There's two svaris given in the Rishonim. Rashbam says, your mamid the cheskas mamon becheskaso. There's a cheskas mamon, and the two Adim who could be lying, because they lied in the other, somebody's lying in the other case, we won't be motzi mamon misafik because of this. That's the emphasis of the Rashbam and Rashi. The Rimi Gash has a different formulation. He says, Vadai, one of them is lying. That's his focus. Not on the Cheskes Mamon, but one of them is lying. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovet Shirim and Baba Basra, Kuftez Zayin has nafkaminas between these two svaras. Good. Finally, just the last point, the Chashuk Yechemet here has the following case. Let's say, Rachman al-Islan, there was a man who was married. He had two boys who both died machmas mila. Then he gets divorced, he gets remarried, and has a son. Is that son allowed to get bris mila? Because you could say it's only the makeup of the two parents that caused it, but if it's just the father, it's a new mother, so then maybe it would not be, he would be allowed to. And he quotes from the Shus Yaakov, who has this exact case. And the Shvus Yaakov says, maybe Nira Ladamos, Shvus Memzayin. Two Kita Eden, there's a problem here, but now if they go elsewhere, right, so maybe you would say, Zuba Atzma Me'ida V'Zuba. And Rashi says, Hov Eincha Yodea Ezvam Sula. And we hold like Rafuna. Maybe it could be Medamet to that case. And maybe Medamet to the case of Shnei Shvilin, right, the case in Psachim Dafyud, one's Tami, one's Tar, but they come separately. But he says, Lamaisa, you don't mess around with Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore this case, you and I, if you want to have some cases that you can compare it to, you would say that we would not say that. V'itachein, kibush nistarif od safek, ulai lo haya iladim chalashim, rak pasir shnei ahorim, ulai l'kuli alma muta l'hachmir alatzvo. Do you have to do it? Are you allowed to be machmir? So he just brings this up, but that's what Yaakov compares it to this case. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and B'ez Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Today's daf again was sponsored in memory of Mrs. Beatrice Cook, Batya Bas Nachum Ber Zal, a wonderful woman widowed at a young age, raised her two sons with a Torah education, guided them on the path to become a Torah, and have the Zechus, her great-grandchildren, raised in Derech HaTorah. We thank the Cook family for their sponsorship.